Right, good evening, everyone. Tonight is all about Jesus. Every service is all about Jesus. But particularly, we're going to just give thanks to God tonight. So we're going to have a worship service. And we're going to worship God in song. We're going to worship Him in testimony, giving back to Him what He's given to us. And last week, I shared about just the awesome privilege just to be used by God. And, you know, this is just a place where we thank God. We give Him thanks for how He's used us, how He's done things in our lives. So two things. We're going to give Him thanks for what He's done in our hearts, in our lives. And secondly, how He's used us, the privilege of being vessels of the King of Kings. So we're going to do that. Like I said last week, I shared on it. But I really believe that the fuel for fire in lives, living lives for God, is in where we give thanks to Him. When we have an attitude of thanksgiving. So we're going to just do that tonight. We're going to just give back to God. And I really want to encourage you. It's not just songs that we sing. It's not just things that we try and keep filling up the time. I really want to encourage you. Worship is not just an intellectual thing. It is an intellectual thing, but it's so much more. We worship God with all of our senses. Jesus says, the true worshippers will worship Me in spirit and in truth, the place where we engage our whole beings. So I encourage you, I don't want you to feel forced, I don't want you to put on something, but when we realize what God has done, then it's really amazing when we connect with Him. Worship is communication. It's giving to God, and it's listening to what is on His heart. And we're gonna give space for the Holy Spirit to minister in and through us tonight as well. So, won't you just stand with me tonight? Are you guys excited, or is it just me? Okay. I was waiting for that. Hey. Okay. Father, we thank You for tonight. We thank You for the privilege of coming into Your presence, God. We thank You that we don't need to hold back, God. We say there's no place for the religious spirit in this place. We thank You for freedom. Thank You for Christ has come to set us free, and we'll be free indeed. Thank You for freedom in this place, a liberty, God. A liberty to be who You've made us to be, but truly who You've made us to be, God. And Father, this evening, Father, we remove every false understanding of who You are. Father, this evening we say, Jesus, come and be the real Jesus, the King Jesus, the glorious Jesus. Won't you just, in your own words, where you're just standing, just begin to praise God in your own words. Don't wait for the songs, just engage Him, because He's real. I love the song we sing. We speak to God like He's in the room, because He's in the room. I don't want to talk to You, God, like You're not in the room, because You are. So Father, this evening, we come to You as a family, saying, Jesus, it's all about You. You are the King of glory. Be lifted up in this place tonight. Father, You have kept us through everything, for every trial and tribulation for 7 years, God. Been with us in this place in Ranabosh. Thank You, God, that You are the King of Ranabosh, God. You are the Prince of Peace, the righteous ruler. You are ruling over Ranabosh even right now, God. We give You praise. You are the King. Bless You, God.
A few months ago, I was just worshiping and just spending time with the Lord, and I just started thinking on the things that God does, you know, just looking in scriptures, someone like Paul, who was just busy persecuting the people of God, and when he encountered Christ, he became the voice that shared the good news to the nations. And scripture says that Jesus did so many miracles through the finger of God, even the deliverance of Israel from the Egyptians. But God said to Moses that they will be free from My hand. The thing of God speaks of just God coming and intervening into our lives. And even the thing of God speaks about Christ's ministry. You know, he came and he's the one that came and made a way through the sea that hindered us to get into the Father's presence and into the promised land. And that's the freedom that we have in Christ. So I just want us to engage with our hearts and just sing this song, such a song of freedom, and just to sing in faith. Sometimes it takes time to process some of the songs, but let's come in faith. We don't come intellectually, we come in faith. We don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith. Let us engage in these songs and connect the heart of the Father.
Let's just take a moment. If you want to just give God thanks for what he has done in your life, we're going to just have a moment of giving testimony, giving back to him. So if there's anyone that wants to just come forward and you just want to give thanks to God for his goodness, please step forward. I'm going to just leave the mic here in front. We're going to just have some family time. We're going to just share God's goodness. Please step forward.
So there's a lot that I want to thank God for, but I specifically asked what I should talk about. Exactly a month ago, we went on the Amplified Camp to Glen Cairn. It was good until other stuff. So I got hurt at the camp. I tore a ligament on my knee when we were at the beach. I didn't even get to swim. That was like the sad part. But God is so good. I got hurt on the Saturday. And up until now, literally, my leg has just been healing. And I want to thank God for his faithfulness. And just his goodness, you know. I think a lot of the times as Christians or as believers, we don't think that something bad should happen to you because you're a child of God. But for me, it was the contrary. I really felt the Lord really encourage me and say, it's how the apostles saw it in the book of Acts when they were preaching about the gospel and talking about Jesus, and they were flogged straight after coming out. The Bible says they were rejoicing because they felt they were worthy to suffer for the name of Jesus. And for me, it was the same. I was like, whoa, God, I get to experience you through this. And when I got hurt, God really healed the image of family. I've always been an independent person, like the loner, basically. So I've just been comfortable by myself. And through getting injured, everyone just came to my room. Like every single day, I always had someone from church coming to see me. And it was so awkward. I was like, okay. But God really just healed family and relationship. And I really thank God for that. And on top of that, I fell like 3 times after getting injured. So each time I thought my leg was getting better, I would fall and it went back to the same state. But actually, funny enough, every single time I fell, my leg worked better. And I can't even describe that. I'm so serious right now. I can't even explain. I can actually jump and, you know, and I was thinking about the song, It Can Only Be the Finger of God. And it is only God. And I really thank God for his faithfulness and just for placing me here and for leading me, teaching me how to listen to his voice and not anyone else. And, you know, to teach me to rest in what Christ has done. God has really established my identity and who I am in Christ. No matter what happens, I never have to question whether I'm a child of God or not. And I really thank God for that. And just want to give God glory for that tonight. So thank you.
I didn't really want to share because I don't want to stand in front the whole night. It really feels like I've been here a while. But I feel a prompting. So I believe this will mean something to someone. Ever since I grew up, I have 2 sisters and a brother. My sisters are very petite, very little. So I was the curvy one, the fat one, or that was how I saw it. So a bit bigger built. So my whole life, I grew up, I have been dancing my whole life, so weight has been a pressure. And ever since matric, I basically had bulimia. So not necessarily putting my finger down my throat, but I would exercise excessively. I would run 13 Ks 5 to 6 times a week, and I would binge. So I would eat a lot in a short period of time, and then I will go exercise it off. So I went through three year stage of putting up weight, gaining and losing, gaining and losing, gaining and losing, and very unhealthy. So in that 3 year time, I basically had a fear for food. You know, what the world tells you is not healthy, so carbs, sweets, even juice. I wouldn't drink juice. So, big thing for me. Last year, when we had the Real Being Real series, sermon series, Liana shared on eating. It was the 28th of March. I remember that day because Kobe prayed with me. She prayed, this will be a very monumental date for you. And I didn't really think much of it. That was 2 months before my wedding. So obviously pressure, you want to look good on your wedding day with your dream wedding dress. I actually gained weight before my wedding. But that was the 2 month time when God said to me, He's going to heal me from my fear of food. Now, men, you won't understand this, but I think a few females will. So I gained weight. But you know, everything worked out. I looked beautiful. But God healed me from my fear of food. And didn't really exercise. There weren't time. Had a very difficult job as a teacher in a school in Athlone that pressured me extremely much. So emotional eating was always a thing. God healed me from that. And this year, I can honestly say, I'm busy losing weight, barely exercising. And if I exercise, I exercise a half an hour because that's all I have time for, perhaps 2-3 times a week, not even. Sometimes I don't exercise, there's no time. So I don't exercise excessively anymore. God's healed me from my fear of food, and I can actually enjoy carbs for a change. And Jesus is the bread of life, so it really is. So I just want to encourage you. It's been a journey, and I believe that I've been through it so that I can share and help other people through it. But only people that's going through it will know how difficult it is. And I just want to thank God. It's been a journey. It's more than a year now. And I believe I'm healed, and I have a healthy relationship with exercise, the way I see myself, and with food. So I can only give God the glory. Can I pray quickly? Thank you, God, that, Lord, this world wants to pressurize us into conforming into what they believe is beautiful, God. But thank you that I can declare that everything that you've made is good. Everything. And thank you that I can just thank you publicly tonight, Lord. Thank you that I can share my testimony, and that will overcome, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, that anyone sitting here tonight is trusting you for the same thing. God, thank you that I can declare that by testifying tonight, I'm saying, Lord, come and do it over, please, for someone else. Come heal and deliver someone else, Lord. And thank you, God, that you are really a Father that loves and that you are faithful. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Okay,
this is way out of my comfort zone. But I just want to thank God for boldness. I was a very shy person. Very shy. I even have stage fright. I don't even know why I'm standing here. But last year, God honed me of fear of man. I remember last year, I never really liked answering questions in small group. They'd ask questions, I'd be very quiet. And then Marianne would go like, Rina, don't you want to say something? I'm like, okay. But I just don't like talking. It's just the way I am. It's just how I grew up. At home, they know me as the quiet person. My whole family knows that I'm quiet. I'm only loud in front of my friends only. Like, if I don't know you, or if I meet you once, I'm literally quiet. You can't even engage with me. Like, you can't even get to know me. It takes time to know me. It takes years or something like that. But yeah, I really want to thank God for boldness that I'm a small group facilitator now. And and the first time I facilitated a small group was in big group, sort of like medium group. And then Jamie's like, just go facilitate in big group. I'm like, what? Are you for real? But I just had to do it out of obedience. And it was really scary for me. But thank God that he gave me boldness. And I really want to thank Jamie sent me a scripture about boldness this other day. I can't remember what it was. And then the very same day, she came to my room and then she reminded me of the day in small group that, she's like, do you remember the day that we were praying for boldness and stuff like that? I'm like, yeah, I do remember it, but I can't remember what she said. She reminded me that you said you saw a lion or something like that. Yeah, and I'm like, wow, okay. And I told her, I'm like, Jamie just sent me a message about boldness. And God was just reminding me of how he gave me boldness. So yeah, thank God.
Hi everyone, I'm Lou. I just had to share because God's great. So when I was younger, I suffered a lot with similar things that Janina sort of shared about, and I was very depressed. And I tried to commit suicide when I was 13. Anyway, grade 9, God supernaturally healed me from depression. It was the craziest thing. I started laughing, and this is why I'm this crazy now. So and then after that, I kind of fell into that cycle of depression again, and came and joined church here, and it was really cool. And I just kind of felt God was saying to me that every time something bad happens, or every time you dip into something where you felt like there's no hope whatsoever, he is hope. And I've always felt secure that whatever happens after the season, or whatever happens when I'm feeling down, or whatever happens if something's not going okay, that he is the hope, and that he is the one who will carry me through, and that he is the one that makes me laugh all the time. It's gone to the point where I say lol every single day. When I'm praying, I'm saying lol, Jesus, you're funny. Like every single time. And I cannot explain the joy that is inside me now. Like it's crazy, and I just want to give God the glory for that and love.
Hi everybody. Okay, I'll try to keep the story as short as possible. About 3 weeks ago, I was sitting in church. I closed my eyes, worshiped. When I opened my eyes, my one eye, I can't see. Very weird. I'm like, I'm going to sleep it off. We have 5 tests this week. I do not care about my eye at this moment. So I went home, slept it off, didn't go away. So this one eye is struggling to see, and I'm like, whatever, I need to study. So I'm sitting every night, like, studying with my one eye, trying to figure things out, because we have tests. And then we have a week off, so I'll figure it out when we have our week off. Anyway, my parents, I told my parents about 3 days later. I'm like, I sort of going blind in my one eye. Not sure what it is, but I'm just finishing my test and then we can figure it out. So they got me an appointment at the optometrist. First went to an eye specialist. He said nothing wrong with my eye. It must be a nerve type of thing. Go to Hermanus, see an optometrist there. Did all the tests, like everything you can possibly do. He's like, there's something wrong, but it's not with your eye. It must be a nerve thing. Okay, so he's like, get you connected, go to Grote Skier. Following morning, we come back. I'm in Grote Skier. He's like, okay, you have optic neuritis, which is just inflammation of the nerve in the eye, which means I need to be booked into the hospital for 4 days. Need to get some steroid treatment in my arms to go against the inflammation, which means Okay, so the thing is about optic neuritis, it's the biggest risk factor or the biggest sign of multiple sclerosis. Multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune disease where your brain basically, or your immune system basically attacks all of the fatty acids around your nerves, which means that you get relapses, period. And as you relapse, every single time something else happens and you become more disabled as time goes by. So one of the first signs is your eye being disabled. So the signal can't go through. And then after that, what happens is it can happen within a few months, you can get another relapse and something else can get disabled. You can start losing function of all kind. So it's just an incurable degenerative disease, which gets worse and worse and worse as time goes by. And there's no way of explaining what happens and why it happens. But at the moment, then they put me on an immune suppressant, which means it's basically pills just suppressing my immune system so that my immune system doesn't go against my own body. Long story short, we are not definitely sure if it's that, but it's 75% chance that I do have MS. But the amount of things that God has warned me from the beginning of the year, He's been telling me that big things are going to happen and that a season change is coming, something massive coming up. And I thought that it's my boyfriend moving down from Pretoria to Cape Town, because that is quite big. I'm like, that is a big thing. God is doing something big. I might get married. But the more He's talking about it, the more I realize that this is something bigger than just that. The amount of things that He's told me over this last week, they booked me off for a week, so I ran away. I went to Wellington, then my car broke down, and lots of adventures have been happening. So I've been alone with Jesus for a week, just trying to figure out life, and I think there's a sense of having a possibility of an incurable disease that causes you to think about life like nothing else can possibly make you think about life ever, ever. And this last week, I've been alone with Jesus and been intimately connected with Jesus like never, ever, ever before. The amount of purpose that He's spoken into my life, the amount of things that He's shown me about my calling, the amount of changes that are coming up, the amount of things that He warned me about and struggles that are going to happen. He's been keeping me awake entire nights on end, just talking to me and just comforting me and just telling me like what's going to happen in the next season of life. And I think like many times we think of something like it is sickness. Like, I know sickness is never God's art, ever, ever, ever. And He can use sickness, yes, but He won't cause sickness, because sickness is to the body as sin is to the soul. It's not good. But He's shown me so much of His art for using something that is absolutely terrible and something that is insanely big, something that can ruin lives. To propel you into a purpose that that is massive, you know, and the idea of not knowing what's ahead and how much time is left, or what can happen, and planning life according to every single day, like enjoying every single day instead of planning for the next 10 or 20 years. And this is a journey I'm gonna walk. It's something I would love to share with the church, something I would love to figure out as a family, because we don't know where this is going, and I don't know what's going to happen from here. But God has been speaking, and God is busy with something massive, massive, massive big, and I want to make you guys a part of it.
Let's just stretch out our hands. God, Father, we thank You that something massive is on the way. Father, we thank You for that, God. And Father, we just thank You, God, that there is healing in Your wings. And Father, we just declare in the name of Jesus, by the authority invested upon us in Christ, we declare that Gala will not have MS, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we command, we speak to this eye, God, and we say, be healed, sight be restored. Father, we thank You for Your perfect healing, God. Thank You, Father, for Your perfect healing. Father, right through a whole body, God, in the name of Jesus, we command healing, Father. We curse sickness, God. We curse sickness. We declare it removed from this body right now. Removed. removed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. By your stripes, she's healed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for sharing that. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Anyone else that wants to share before we continue with worship? Kat, let's make this the last testimony. We're going to just give God praise.
Yeah, I just want to actually just give thanks for God. It's just his faithfulness. I think almost called you Pastor Fred. Sorry, Pastor D. I'm very tired. Pastor D shared last week about where God really, when he gives you a vision, asks you to go do something, just in terms of how he provides the resources, because it all belongs to him in any case. And there's a number of years ago, there's a certain camp God gave me, laid on my heart and gave me a vision for to regularly do with young people. And every year, I have no idea how I'm going to do it and how it's going to be paid for. And God almost always comes through. And this year, but this year was like exceptionally tough. It's probably one of the busiest times of the last couple of weeks leading up to this weekend. And also, it's probably one of the worst it was a really tough financial month. I had nothing of my own actually to invest in. Normally, I take a bit of my own. I'm able to like cover the deficits, but I had like nothing. But it was incredible how God, like I was like, God's given it to me last year. I said, God, this is yours. I'm giving it to you. It belongs to you and you must do with it what you want. And it was amazing this year. It was like, okay, it's time to do this again. And I didn't know how it was going to happen and where the human and the financial and just every practical resource is going to come from. And I remember I had a week leading up, a few weeks, it was about leading 2 weeks before, and God just kept everywhere where I drive or jog, I would just see eagles, and it was bizarre. I was like, where are these coming from? And then I got to a point where I just one day broke down and I was crying before the Lord. I was like, I can't do this. I know you've asked me to do this, but I can't. I'm finished. And I was like just weeping before the Lord. And I was like, you've got to give me a word or a promise that's for this weekend. And it was amazing because he came and he spoke to me and he said, God with us. I'm with you. God with us. That is your word. And he showed me a vision of an eagle and actually our logo for our event, with the eagle in it, which has actually become our logo. And it was so awesome for me because every time I would look at that logo, I would just know God with us. And it was amazing how just even a week before, finances started not coming through, facilitators started pulling out, and it actually started looking worse than ever. But then just as the time came, I knew God with us, God with us, he's with us. And in the end, I had so many people, I had to tell people, sorry, you can go home. I don't have enough. I've got enough, too many people to help me. The resources just came pouring in. It actually got to a point where the one family, Soma gave me their almost R1 million Mercedes van to use for the weekend. Just Soma, just like without me even asking. And plus, you know, we were only going to sponsor like 3 kids. We ended up sponsoring about 7 kids because other resources just came in. And everyone got home alive, which requires some serious, if you can ask blessing later why we need God with us to get everyone home alive. And it's just amazing. And like the whole time, it was just that, it's just so amazing. God just gave a promise, I'm with you. I'm going to make this happen. And it was purely God just came through with every practicality and resource. He came through and provided, not just provided, but provided in abundance, which totally just fries my mind. So if he's given you a vision, it's just an encouragement to go for it.
Father, when the Son of Man is lifted high, you will draw all men unto yourself. Thank you that, Father, your word says that he who abides in you and you in him, you will come and you will make your home in him and you will manifest yourself to him. Thank you, God, that we can abide in you. Thank you, God, that we can find that you make your home in us. And Father, tonight, I thank you for your hand, the finger of God in this place. Thank you that you have come not just to make your home, but to set us free. And right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I break every line of depression. In the name of Jesus, God, we set loose, God, everyone bound by a spirit of heaviness. Depression, we declare it broken. We declare you removed from God's people. Thank you, God, for freedom in this place. Thank you, God, for freedom now. Freedom in this place. If that's you tonight, you're suffering from depression, God's heart is for you to be healed tonight. We're going to make a call for healing a bit later. And if that's you, I want you to come up. It's going to be a call for physical healing. But if you suffer of depression, please come forward. We're going to pray for you as well. But before we do that, I want to ask, is there anyone here with the word, the song with the tongue? The Bible says must come to his house with songs, hymns and spiritual songs. We come with the word, come with the tongue. When we bring a tongue, there's interpretation. Is there anyone like that? Maybe you saw a picture of something to believe God wants to do yet tonight. I'm going to just wait for a moment. Is anyone like that? Father, we just thank you that there's healing in this place. There's healing in your wings. And Father, we say that the suffering of Jesus on the cross, the stripes on your back, was not in vain. But this evening, God, we thank you for our inheritance in Christ. We thank you for our inheritance of full health, complete healing. In Jesus' name. Going to ask, I'm going to make an invitation. Is there anyone here that is in need of healing? Not specifically, we're going to stand in proxy if there's a family member or a friend, someone that needs healing, but is there anyone that yourself need healing from, whatever small it is, whatever big, you know, if it's just a headache or if there's, you know, some sort of cancer, just quickly slip up your hands. You're not going to come forward yet. Okay. So we're gonna pray for healing just now. I'm gonna ask you guys to come forward. But Christ is the healer, amen. And you know, we haven't done it recently, but we used to go to trance parties, New Age festivals at the River Club. It used to be this festival, and I used to be amazed. We'd pray for people, and it'd be amazing to see how people that are not Christians, in fact, they're very far from Christ, are so open to God's healing hand. In fact, the shock was sometimes even more open than believers. I really want to encourage us. God has each given us a measure of faith. The thing that upset Christ the most was when they couldn't see, Jesus rebuked them and said to them, "You are of small faith." You know, because they did not exercise their faith in God, their trust in God. Every one of us as a measure. So I want to encourage you, tonight we're going to trust for big things. We're going to trust for God to heal. And it says in Scripture, every time Jesus healed the people, it says, the Scripture goes, every time, it says, all that came to Him. Nowhere, at no place did He send someone away. And Carla said it, you know, he always, His heart is always to heal. So any sickness, any disease, God can heal it. And sometimes it's just a case of really pressing in and pressing through. And Carla, I want to really thank you and honor you for inviting us to walk with you. And we as a church, we're going to do that. We, we're gonna walk this through. So sometimes, you know, in a corporate sense or individual sense, we can trust for the ability to have a grace to see a certain sickness healed, and we're gonna trust for what you're going through. I remember actually just last night we were at a party, birthday party, and someone that I knew came to me at the party that reminded me. She's Esther Fenter. She used to be an actor, but she came to me and she said, "Remember the time you came to preach at our service? It was in Tigerberg, and I had malaria at the time, but I was invited to preach." The previous day I had malaria, and malaria works like this. It happens in cycles, so you feel like you're dying for about 2 or 3 hours, and then for 2 or 3 hours you're fine again. So if you want, you can stretch it. The first time I had malaria, I almost died because I did it for 3 or 4 days. Eventually I went to the doctor and so on. I've said this many times, but this particular time I went to Tigerberg with malaria, and I said to the people, "Listen, you can see I'm having shivers, and you know, I'm sweating. You can literally see it. But I know I need to be here." And I said to them, and the church prayed for me. I didn't feel better. In any case, I went ahead. I preached the message, and in the message, God healed me, like completely, perfect. You know, the previous day, I was still on the way to the hospital to get tests done, but the next day I was perfectly healed. See, God had, you know, and I think I said, I've had malaria 7 times. 3 times I got medication, the other 4 times I was supernaturally healed. But now I've got lots of faith. When someone gets malaria, I've got lots of faith to pray because I've seen it, right? So sometimes we as a church, we can really press in. Sometimes healing is progressive. It happens over time, but God can give us a grace. So we're gonna stand in faith that God gives us the grace, and we're gonna walk with you. So thanks for including us in that. But I want you to activate your faith tonight. And in fact, I wanna ask if there's anyone here that you know you've got a gift of healing. I want you to come forward quickly. Christy, you must also come forward. But if you've got a gift of healing, Kubi, can you get us some oil? Scripture says, if anyone is sick, let him come. And by the anointing of oil and the laying on of hands, you will recover. Right, so we're going to, like I said before, we're going to pray for, you know, we're going to stand proxy. And this is like turned into, it wasn't planned, but this is turning into a healing service. Right, amen. Any healing. Physical, emotional, that depression, I want you to come forward. Christ is the healer. In fact, that is one of the main things. When we get saved, the word for saved means saved, healed, and delivered. Right? All three. Jesus doesn't do a half job. He does it, and he's concerned about our physical health. Sometimes, I don't know why, but sometimes we don't get healed. But I can tell you of many cases where God healed. So quickly, those people that put up their hands, come forward. Quickly state what you're trusting for healing. The person that's going to pray for you, they're going to anoint you. And you guys are going to pray short prayers. After the prayer, we're going to ask you what changed, if anything changed. I want you guys that are receiving, I want you to take note of how your body feels. If there's anything, maybe sometimes you feel a warmth, the Holy Spirit comes. Sometimes people feel electricity. Sometimes you feel nothing. But I want you to tell us if you do feel something. All right, so we're gonna pray. If you're there at the back and you don't have anything specific, and I want you to exercise your faith. Stretch out your hands. Maybe you've got a word of something for someone. Okay, before we're going to pray for family members or people, I remember my wife once prayed for her dad who had a pinched nerve. And we prayed in a meeting like this, and he was on a plane in the Middle East. And when he came back, he said, well, his shoulder where the pinched nerve was is completely healed. And then he went to retrace. We told him we prayed for you. And then he retraced when he actually was on the plane. And exactly the time we prayed for him, his pinched nerve was healed. And he tried a lot of ways. It was an issue for him a long time, but in exactly that point. So sometimes we can stand proxy and we can see someone healed. Just quickly before we're going to do that, put up your hand if you were prayed for just now. You were prayed for? Okay. If you received a partial healing or a full healing, put up your hand. Okay. Partial healing or full healing? Okay. Right, are you going to quickly come up and share with us? You guys that put up your hands. You don't need to, if it's just a partial healing, say it's a partial healing. I'm standing in faith for the rest. But just briefly tell us what happened.
I'm a speaker, but today I'm out of weight. Wow. A few moments ago, let me not say a few moments ago. Okay, I have this thing with my legs. A few years ago, I woke up one morning, my leg was swollen up. Nobody knows what happened. I just woke up and it was like that. So today, it happened again. My legs couldn't just carry me anymore. It was like I've been hit by a truck or train or something while I was busy singing there. I sat down and told my little sister what was going on, and she just said, it will go away. Don't worry. It happens. Yes. So I stood up and went for a prayer to get the prayer. And while getting the prayer, I got my usual panic attacks. But then I got prayed for that too. And right now, if I was a runner, I was going to run. But no, thank you. I'm not going to do that. I'm not sure if I could say it's fully or temporarily healing, but in my heart, because I was prayed, I got prayed for, and I know that the Holy One spared me like today. I'm gonna say I'm fully healed. I believe that I'm fully healed, not temporarily healed. Yes, and that's my story.
So this is a little bit gross. I had an abscess under my chin a few weeks ago, and this thing originally was like this big gooey lump, but it got hard after a while. So it was definitely still there this morning, and I asked one of the facilitators to pray with me, and I've been trying to find it, but it's gone. Praise the Lord.